This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday, October the 5th is with us. Are you happy? You're not happy with something, then actually that could be good because it'll move you to doing things that are make you happy, right? If you're not happy, then you strive to be happy. Why wouldn't you be motivated to change what makes you, unhappy, right? If you're not happy for the rest of your life,
change what you can. If it's something that you can't change, then figure out how to change your attitude.
In a way that it won't be distracting for you. Okay. Feds are at it again. The federal government wants to make sure that you're able to keep your money. Okay.
That's
not
so
a bad thing. Federal Reserve trying to strike a delicate balance, slowing down inflation, but keeping the economy going. Not an easy job, and they want to fix it. And I've said this for weeks and weeks and weeks. I'm not an economist. I don't play one on the radio. I just have gut feelings, and I don't think this is going to be anywhere near as bad as what we had, 12 years ago? Late 2009 into 2010. Oof. Man, it was, for me, it was a depression. It wasn't a recession. But the Fed, I don't know. There's this move afoot, apparently. It started over the weekend, talk about Biden replacing the top three financial advisors that he has, people running the Fed, the Treasury Department. Is that the way to fix it? Or is that just a way to keep people thinking that you're working on it because you really don't know what you're doing? And I think there's part of that because it's, right. You know, the experts are worried, so they say. Risking unnecessary economic pain by cranking up the interest rate. I have an interest-only loan mortgage that was, it started when we took it out at 5%, is now at 7.75%. The amount of money that we're paying every month has increased 50% in 5 months. You don't think that hurts? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about that slows things down. Consumerism is slowing down because people are charging higher prices, and that fuels inflation. So you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. Raising interest rates 5 times so far this year. The banks are not lending out anywhere near as much money as they did. There's less investment in things. There are certain, I'm involved in a local development, but because of the target, that is, who's going to buy these homes, it's sort of a different, it's almost inflation-proof because of the way that we've figured out how to do it. But in normal housing starts, the arbiter of what goes on in the housing starts, there's not enough housing, so there's building going on everywhere. And you wonder, at what point, you know, this is sort of reflective on the whole immigration thing, because we basically have zero population growth in our country with Americans. And so the people that are coming in here that are illegal or legal are adding to the count, because people say, if we have zero population growth, how come our population keeps increasing? Hello, duh. It keeps increasing because we're letting people in. Some of them are good to let in, and some of them aren't. The cause, part of the cause of inflation are government services. And we increase the government services, the more we have all these illegals running around all over the place looking for something for nothing. They come to America, land of the free, home of the brave, and the place where you can go to get something for nothing. And that's how America is known, as the bright beacon of hope and that sort of thing. But it's also, we're an easy touch, or some of us are. I'm not. I resent paying taxes and having people take that money who don't deserve it. And you could say, well, you're arrogant so-and-so. Who are you to decide who deserves it and who doesn't? I guess I'm just using some common sense. There's not a lot of that. going. But the good thing.
Common.
No, but yesterday I looked at this. This is what got me started on this. Stock market went up appreciably yesterday and has this week.
Mm-hmm.
There are people and companies that are slowing down hiring and that sort of thing. But the thing, when you wake up to the fact, I want to slap myself here when I look at these numbers. When Obama was president, the debt was $21 trillion. When Clinton was president, we had zero debt. Remember when he left office, George Bush came in and created he increased because of the Iraqi war. We immediately had a $3 trillion debt. We had zero debt when Clinton left office. So say what you will about him, zero debt. Zero. Bush comes in, the war, $3 trillion. And then the servicing that goes with all of that stuff, and it goes up. Then Obama becomes president. We let all of these people into the country, start all kinds of social services. Our debt increases to $10 trillion, $11 trillion. And then when you fast forward to Trump being president, and then it's up to 21, 22, 23 trillion. COVID gets us to 24 trillion. Well, you can thank Joe Biden because the debt now, as of yesterday, is $31 trillion. It just keeps going up and up and up. So what is that's more than anything else. What it contributes to inflation is government spending what it doesn't have. And so we got more money that's going to Ukraine and more money for social services and more. We're going to pay off college debt and we're going to pay off the medical debt. And that's great, except if we don't have the tax income for it, okay, we'll go hire a bunch of IRS auditors and we'll get those bad guys who got all the money. They'll pay. We'll make them pay. Well, by the time you get the IRS auditors in there, it'll be a year or two because you can't find anybody for jobs anyway. So by the time you get them in, Biden's out, whether he runs again or he doesn't. Whoever comes in after him, they'll most likely kill all of the incentives or the approach to having more auditors to get those bad guys that don't pay taxes. And we then have Americans against Americans. The psychology of this is sick. And so around we go, around and around it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. It's crazy stuff. It really is. It's crazy. Speaking of crazy, you see this? You hear the story about the parks and wildlife official out in Colorado that survived a bear attack? They're looking for help trying to find this bear.
Yeah, this is the second one in the state.
But this is in this guy's backyard. It's not like it's out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
This is his backyard. He tried to defend himself to grab a gun. He did get to the gun. He fired three shots that frightened away the bear. But imagine, there's no winning in a wrestling match with a bear. You're done. I know a fellow who went hunting out in Colorado with a friend of his. This guy was ran a big truck garage, and his friend was the one of the captains of the state police. And they would go out bear hunting every year. And this guy, the police guy, decided they never went anywhere. If they both weren't with each other, there was a bear in this camp, and or close to the camp, and so they were trying to do their best to stay away from the bear.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever the reason, the guy who ran the trucking company had to come back to Massachusetts, and the state police guy stayed there, never saw him again. If you do something like this and you're on your own, you're crazy. Basically, that's the bottom line. You cannot be in these areas and expect to survive where these bears are, there are hundreds, thousands of them.
Uh-huh. And
bear attacks are rare, but They do happen. Go ahead, excuse me.
Yeah, and it seems like the attacks usually happen when the bear cubs are around.
Yes.
The mama bear,
right.
The daddy bear, that's just kind of coming to their defense. But they always say never fight a bear because you will not win. But
if
you can't get to safety, put your, just get on the ground, lie face down, and put your hands around your neck, unless it's a black bear. And in that case, they say kick the animal in the face.
Yep. There you go. Speaking of kicking people in the face, the Ukrainian troops have kicked the Russians out of a couple of key towns again. And that's why the Russians, because they're outnumbered, the Russians are fleeing into other countries to avoid the draft. 700,000 people have left Russia since the beginning of, it's either in the last month or since the beginning of the month, I'm not sure which number the stat applies to, but 700,000 people of fighting age have just left, never to come back to their country, at least as long as Putin is the king. So it's really, this is very telling, but it goes on. Here's another example. No leadership, so this thing just goes on and on and on. Becomes a saga, right? When you get down to brass tacks, it's like a soap opera. It really is. And then the continuing soap opera, the North Koreans have been blowing up, they've been firing missiles, so the South Koreans thought they ought to do the same thing, so they fired a missile into the East Sea, the Sea of Japan. Unfortunately, though, it blew up. They're doing their war games with the U.S. over there to, you know, sort of stick it to North Korea and Kim Jong Fatty. But this is the first time that the South Koreans have flown these missiles, and it didn't work. So it didn't look good for them. But then again, all of this stuff is bound to, you know, when you play with these toys, something bound to happen that's bad. Whether it's the North Koreans, the South Koreans, whether it's us, the Russians, whatever it is, there's too doggone many of these things around, and it's too easy for something bad to happen, which we would hope not to be the case, but it still is. Common sense would tell you the playing with fire is going to get your fingers, hands, and other things burned. So anyway, I'm kind of off of watching all of these things, so maybe I shouldn't talk about them anymore. Good thing we're out of time here. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit 1 reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Nothing is going to affect the food chain in South America and in Asia more than the Chinese government has sent its trawlers, this fishing trawler fleet, off the coast of Central and South America to fish. Fishing is farming, and there's not enough food in China to feed everybody.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program for Wednesday. Elon Musk, Jay, has agreed once again to buy Twitter. The on-again, off-again saga of Twitter and Mr. Musk right after this. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Okay. What's going on with Elon Musk? Simple. He says, I'll buy it. And then he says, I'm not buying it. And now he says, I'm buying it. Twitter apparently has accepted his offer to buy the platform, $54 a share. The last time I saw it was like $42 a share. So he's paying way over market for it. So what changed his mind? He just wanted to make sure that they weren't giving him a line of Schwerba. I don't blame him. I think they were.
Yeah, and he was asking for information that they weren't really giving him.
They didn't want to come forward.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they got what they deserve. Well, now they're getting their money anyway, so it'll be interesting to see where it all lands. Sarah Michelle Gellar has been talking about why her children with Freddie Prinze Jr. don't have social media. Good for you.
Yeah,
boundaries,
right? They're allowed to look at social media from their parents' phones, but they are not allowed to have their own accounts or anything. Mm-hmm. Their daughter's 13, their son is 10.
Right. Yeah. So that's as far as I'm concerned, that's the way to do it. Everybody should have that same approach. I know people say, oh, you're old fogey. You're just not up with it. I see no benefit whatsoever for youngsters that age to be exposed to all the crap that there is on social media or have a device. People say, well, I want to make sure my child is safe. Well, do your job then. You don't need a device like a phone or something to find out what your child is doing. Know what they're doing. What do they do after school? They have activities? What do? Play basketball?
It's a different world. This is an entirely different world than even when I grew up in the 80s. But
is it created? Is it artificially different because of all of this?
In terms of social media, it can be a dark place, and people compare themselves to the Photoshop things that they see and the highly edited. But also think about bullies. Once upon a time, bullying ended when the school day ended. Now, bullies will find you wherever you are.
Yeah.
And it's good to take a little bit of a break and not have so much access to social media.
Don't need it. Shouldn't have it. They're doing the right thing. What a great example it is. I don't know. What's she been in lately, Sarah Michelle Gellar? She was in the, what was she?
She was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
She and Freddie Prinze Jr. were both in I Know What You Did Last Summer and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, she's known anyway. So good. I say good for them. Bully for them. 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The mishap took place near the coastal city of Gangneung, South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws Wednesday claiming the annexation of four Ukraine territories. Western nations dispute the sham of a claim. Elon Musk has offered to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Incorporated on the terms he originally agreed to. Twitter confirmed receipt of the proposal and said it intends to close the transaction at the original price of $54.20 a share. The proposal would enable them to avoid a trial set to begin October 17th. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Roger Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
I'm thinking it's going to make the business books on how not to buy a company.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a story about playful penguins and sea lions, too, down at the equator. You know, penguins can't fly, so one would wonder how they got there in the first place, right? But there's a lot of, they're there because there's good food, good water, good friendship, right? Good companionship. That's why they're there. They're all set.
Sea lion friends.
Right. That's it.
Your fellow penguin friends.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know the name of the song, Jake?
Of course.
Bye.
Corona, the Knack.
My Corona. This used to be a beer commercial, right? You buy that? Well, maybe not.
Which
okay.
Came first?
Yes, 34 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a minute, we're going to, or a few minutes, we're going to meet a gentleman who has an interest. an evangelical pastor. I've got a very interesting story to tell, so we'll get to that. We're here for the stories. The stories today, the 5th of October, surround but are not limited to Elon Musk buying Twitter, North Korea firing missiles, South Korea firing missiles. What a bite. Like children in a sandbox, for God's sakes. Passing of Loretta Lynn, a lot of people are talking about that. And then there are people who are interested in the police blotter. A police officer beat a 17-year-old boy, drove a knee into his neck while arresting him in Oklahoma, caught on video. Here we go again, right? Footage of the attack shows the deputy and other police trying to restrain this teenager. This was at the Tulsa State Fair. Yeah. In one of the videos, police are struggling to place the teenager in handcuffs. At one point, the deputy slams his fist into the teenager's head. He pushes his knee into the boy's neck. And
it looks like
the onlookers are yelling at him, "You're killing this kid."
Yes, and then the officers who were standing there, people were saying, "Can you please do something? Like, do something." Yeah. And at one point, it seems that this teen has gone limp. And the county sheriff's captain stands by the actions of his officers, saying that
they were
required to use the force necessary because the teen continued to resist and continued.
Why were they after him in the first place? Would be my question.
He was drunk.
He was drunk? Yeah.
He was drunk.
So there's culpability on both sides, it looks like. There's a lot of swearing and screaming back and forth on the video that you can see. There's no reason for the teenager to have been drunk or to act belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this the only way the police could respond?
And that's what the captain is saying. People called for the authorities because while this teen was there and standing in line, acting belligerent, using racist language, even against the officers as well. And then that's where things got really out of hand.
Yep. Here's the story of police in California searching for a family of four, including an eight-month-old baby. Apparently, these folks were kidnapped at gunpoint, and they have not found. They've been missing since Monday.
Mm-hmm.
An eight-month-old, 27-year-old mother, 36-year-old father, 39-year-old uncle, person of interest in custody. But where are these people?
Exactly.
Is the question.
And that evidence has been destroyed. They think the kidnappers did this to cover their tracks. Nobody has asked for a ransom or anything like that.
Nobody knows why they were captured, in other words.
No one knows.
It isn't obvious why they were captured. Wow, what a mess that is. And then there's the story of a round of gunfire that killed a deputy. Apparently, this deputy was shot by another deputy. Not on purpose. They were serving an arrest warrant in Polk County, Florida, for deputies attempting to arrest Cheryl Lynn Williams at her mobile home. They had a warrant. She failed to appear in court for possession of meth. When the deputies arrived, they asked a man at the scene where Ms. Williams was. Man said that she was behind her house hiding. Deputies went there. Second man then said that she was inside. So is she inside or is she outside? And then they go back around. It's a long story, but the long and short of it is that the confusion at 2 o'clock in the morning ended up guns blazing, and one police officer shoots the other one because they can't see what they're really doing, right?
No, she pulled out. So the officer who was shot was taking stance outside the home in case she tried to make a run for it. And he wasn't by any windows or anything. He was in a spot where nobody inside the mobile home would be able to see him. And when they found Ms. Williams, she grabbed a BB gun that looked like a real gun and went to hold it up. And then that's when they shot. However, the officer shot six times, and two of the bullets went through the wall of the mobile home, and one of them got him in the shoulder, but it went through the shoulder into his chest cavity. Just tragic, so tragic.
Okay. All right, let's take a rest from all of this stuff. I want to find out from, I don't often have conversations like this, but this seems to be something that I think people would be interested in. That's what Jay and I, when we look at these things, people come to us with ideas for conversation. It's been a long time since I had any pastor on the air. This fellow has created something called Bless Your Pastor. It's a campaign to help churches encourage their pastors to do things that are what they're supposed to be doing. Being a pastor is pretty exhilarating sometimes. I guess depending on where your church is, it's exhausting as well. So we'll find out more about the Bless Your Pastor program in a moment here on Good Day.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Embark on a journey of romance this season at Banana Republic Factory with 50% off everything. Discover elegant tailoring, timeless outerwear, fall fabrics, and beyond, starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
42 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have with us a gentleman who has been working in the field. This is for the what do they say, love of God and country. Brian Cluth is with us from Bless Your Pastor. Reverend Cluth, let's talk about you first before we talk about Bless Your Pastor. What's your background and where are you a preacher? Where have you been a preacher?
Well, thank you for having me on. Well, I was a businessman till I was 45 years old, and then I felt God's call and talked to become a pastor, and I took a $70,000 pay cut to become one, and took my young family to Colorado, and I was part of a great church there for 10 years. So.
Yeah. All right. So in that 10-year period, what did you learn about the job that you didn't expect to learn? Things that happened to you that you didn't know would happen, and you were surprised they did happen.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. One, I want to dispel some fake news. All right. One is pastors do not work one day a week.
That's true.
Little boys think garbage men and work on Thursdays, and pastors work on Sundays, but. Truth is, they normally work in 50 to 70 hours a week. A typical spouse is adding another 10 to 30 hours a week. So somewhere between 80 and 100 hours a week, the average pastor couple is serving their congregation. The other one is all pastors at big churches. No, the majority of pastors are serving probably 50 to 100 people. Right. The other myth is, pastors are rich. No, maybe a few TV preachers are, but... the typical pastor is making under $50,000 a year with all those hours working and no health care, no employee benefits, no retirement. It's not a money-making deal. It's really serving God and serving others. So those are some of the things I learned. But the other thing was that if the people listening, anyone that's listening that is part of a local church, you can make a difference in the life of your pastor. Just your acts of kindness, your acts of generosity, your acts of support make all the difference, because every pastor's got a group of knuckleheads, But when they know they've got some good people behind them and for them, it makes all the difference in the world.
You know, how refreshing it is to hear that every church has knuckleheads. I was very involved as a kid. I don't know that I told the story too much, Jay, what you know about me from when I was a kid. I was very involved in I was a New England Congregationalist. The E&Rs came in and it became the United Church of Christ. I was very involved in singing I was 5 years old. I used to love to sing in the choirs, and I did until I was an adult. And I did a lot of stuff, teaching a Sunday school. I was the president of the youth group in high school and all that sort of thing. And I identified with a pastor that we had that was a wonderful guy. His name was Dick Duncanson. He had more of an impact on me than, you know, many other people that I was exposed to, teachers and stuff. Luckily, I absorbed all of those things like a sponge, and I think it helped all those things, teachers and friends in the farming community that I was in, and my pastor helped make me a better person. I didn't know at the time, because it probably didn't exist, that there was such a thing as Pastor Appreciation Month, which is going on now, and a lot of churches are participating. Is that why we're having this focus on Bless Your Pastor?
Yeah, that is. This is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we have free materials because of a grant. We have free materials to give Christians and churches to help bless their pastor, and this is a really cool part. It's called Easy As 1-2-3. It's all at the blessyourpastor.org website. But when a church does the
right, wait a minute, hold on a second. I want to repeat that. Hold on. It's pastor.org. That's the site where they find this?
No. Bless Your Pastor.
Bless Your Pastor.
.org.
Okay. Bless Your Pastor.
.org.
Okay. Yeah. .org. Okay.
And when they do the 1-2-3, and we'll explain what it is, when the church does that, we'll give their pastor a $200 gift card. We've got grant money to do that. And then we'll give your pastor a $350 marriage retreat scholarship so the pastor and the spouse can get away and do a marriage retreat. And it's an amazing program. And everybody listening that's part of a church can help make it happen just by going to blessyourpastor.org and getting the free materials and get the ball rolling.
Wow. That's pretty interesting, actually, when you get right down to it. And the parishioners would know about this. Is this a pastor who's going to make the call or go to blessyourpastor.org?
No.
Or mostly is it parishioners?
No, it's the people. The people, if you attend a church, you're the one to do it. And you get the free materials, but you don't give it to your pastor. You give the materials, it's a little PDF, you give the materials to a church leader, the church office staff, and then they'll organize the 1-2-3. And the 1-2-3 is, number one, there's a list of 50 ways to bless your pastor and staff. I wrote it based on some great experiences I had being a pastor, so you distribute that to all the families in the church. Secondly, they take up kind of a year-end offering, appreciation offering, Christmas gift, whatever you want to call it. They do that. They honor them publicly. That's number three. And when they do those three things, pass out the 50 ways list, take up an appreciation offering, Christmas gift kind of a thing, and then honor them publicly, then we will send them, your pastor, a $200 gift card and a $350 scholarship to a marriage retreat.
All right, so it's easy as 1-2-3, Bless Your Pastor, the program available at blessyourpastor.org. Thanks to Reverend Brian Cluth for the idea and explaining how it works, especially during October, which is Pastor Appreciation Month. Thank you, sir. 10 before the hour.
Hey, thanks.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Theme from James Bond. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Man, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. All right, Chucker, we have the announcement from Idris Elba. He's not going to be James Bond. All right? So where do we go from there?
Shocker. Well, I don't think we'll know who's going to be James Bond for at least another year.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. We'll see.
I think he would be a good James Bond, right?
This day in movie history, October 5th, 1962, the first ever James Bond movie, Dr. No, starring the great late Sean Connery, premiered in London. Long time ago, franchises had a great run, stood the test of time, and one of the most successful in the history of motion pictures, no doubt.
Well, it is really the most successful, isn't it? When you get down to brass tacks, 26 different movies.
Well, I don't know, movies. Gamble of money. I would assume Star Wars is the most successful franchise.
Well, I'm talking about in terms of number of movies. I guess that was what I was looking at. Number of James Bond movies. So, at any rate, Zac Efron is bonded with an 81-year-old who has inspired his new film, The Greatest Beer Run Ever. Have you seen anything about this?
Yeah, I've seen trailers. And that's another film that's it's theatrical and streaming. I think geared more to streaming. But it's got
Apple.
pretty good reviews. But, you know, most people, a lot of these films will just simply be buried because without a real big marketing push for a theatrical release, a lot of these movies go by the wayside, and I'd say the majority of people never wind up seeing them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, today's a rainy, miserable day here. I'm going to go try to see. I think I'll go see that Sam Rockwell movie, although there are a couple of others that are sort of that same ilk that would be kind of fun to see on a rainy, miserable day when I don't want to do anything else.
I got a couple items here. Warner Brothers DC's Black Adam, starring Dwayne Johnson, big superhero movie, which opens October 21st.
That's awful.
Tracking to a healthy $70 million opening.
But he looks like that. The character he's playing doesn't look like a likable
like
character.
But here's the thing. Warner Brothers is really counting on this movie, hoping it's successful, because if it is, Dwayne Johnson's this character will be a massive part of the DC universe going forward. And there's rumors at the end, as I stated last week, that Henry Cavill's Superman could make an appearance, setting up a black Adam versus Superman movie. It also was confirmed by many that Henry Cavill was seen doing reshoots for Warner Brothers Flash movie, so he's going to be back in some form as the character of Superman, which I think is really good, because other than Christopher Reeve, I think he did a great job as a character. Never really got his due, and should have did more standalone Superman movies, but the studio was clearly mismanaged. One other thing, Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, which opens this month, has already been released overseas for over a month and done $46 million in business. I don't know why, but that bothers me that this film's been released internationally before America, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Al Pacino signed a deal yesterday to write a book for Penguin about his acting methods, about his stories, the movies, the people he's been with.
I could tell you Al Pacino's acting method. In the 70s and early 80s, it was a great method. He was sort of more low-key, a little bit more internal, and he gave great performances, iconic. And then somewhere along the line, I think Scent of a Woman On, he started to go over the top and over the top and over the top. And as much as I like Al Pacino, it's really the tale of two different styles. His early part of his career, which I thought was brilliant. Second half of his career, which is very flamboyant, and in my opinion, way over the top in too many roles. But it's a great career.
Well, he's playing Al Pacino now. He's getting old and fat.
Too much over the top at times.
Yeah, right. It's just the same old.
What do you think of this one? Big story yesterday. Paramount Plus announced that they have greenlit Kelsey Grammer's Frasier sequel series, 10 episodes. He will be back, different location. A lot of the older the cast from the original may come back in guest spots, but they won't be regulars on the show. But Paramount Plus, hopefully people will tune in to watch. I guess if you like the show and you want to see it, you will subscribe. I guess it's the
video came from KABC when they redid the studios there in the 90s, and Bob Kay, who is our general manager, was the program director and supervised the building of that studio for Frasier. I hope they use the same studio again.
Good show, though.
Kind of feel. Oh, yeah, good show. 59 past. Thanks, Chucker.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.